kind of gym, an alcoholic. This is a friendly group. Let's see. My sobriety date is April 6, 2006. And my home group at the Wednesday night meeting in Madison. New Stables, that's right. So I grew up, I was one of 11 kids. There was 7 brothers and 3 sisters. You know, so it was always a crowd. And actually, all of them but the first one drank or used other substances. So it went right down the line, you know. And when it was my turn, I had to use those other substances for a month before they worked, you know. They finally worked, though. And so I really didn't start drinking until I was like 22 or so. And the atmosphere that I kind of grew up in was, my parents started traveling when I was about 13. And my brother put notice on the bulletin board, hey, party's at the Bloom's house, you know. And so, you know, it was really, really pretty crazy. And that got to be, I think, somewhat of a normal environment for me, because that's the way I grew up, you know. So, let's see. But I didn't really drink that much. I was using the other stuff. And I guess I started drinking when I was like 22. I had had a couple of sips of something when I was 18, you know, to celebrate. But I really didn't start drinking. My dad had bought a farm up here. And I guess I was 16 or 18 or something, you know. And after a little while, I went down to the Sirius store on a Sunday night. And there was like 30 people down there. Everybody's drinking and carrying on. And I still didn't start drinking until I was 22. But when I did, it was with people that knew how to drink. They knew what they were doing. And, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I would drink and black out and be driving everywhere. And, you know, then I'd be drinking and then I'd fall down. And apparently, I woke up one morning, I had 76 bruises on me. And I had to call somebody that I trusted and say, you know, what happened? And they said, well, you kept falling down and somebody kept standing you back up. So, anyway. And then I can remember driving to the bootlegger. And I mean, this was quite an adventure for a city girl, you know. And I can remember also, after a blackout, the next morning I went out to my car and there's all this stuff from this local lodge, this basketball stuff, in my car. You know, and I don't remember anything about it, you know. You know, I could have gotten a lot of trouble for that. And when I would be drinking, I'd have to look out the window and see if my car was out there. And I remember I couldn't throw anything away that was liquid that was next to the bed because my contacts might be in it. You had to put your contacts in liquid. And I found them in Mountain Dew before, you know. You know, it's just amazing the chaos and craziness that was going on. And, you know, I was hanging with these people and I did that for like 5 years or something, and I was still doing all the other stuff too, you know. But it never occurred to me to slow down or to stop. You know, a lot of people say, well, I tried to stop. I didn't try to stop. I was just throwing it in hard as I could go, you know. And they used to have this little bar out here where the little Italian restaurant is now, and I crossed Route 29 in a blackout. I was walking all around that night. I walked all the way down to Ruth Road and didn't remember anything about it except for somebody told me that's what I did. And I had been hanging around with this girl and she was talking about going to a rehab. So she must have been working on me. So I decided to go into a rehab and I called my counselor and I said, you know, I'm ready, you know, get me in there. So I think that was like 84. And I got in a rehab, and, you know, then I started on my little journey here, you know. And I had a sponsor, and I got to the 9th step, and then she moved. And so then I never got another sponsor, you know. But, I mean, I lasted for 11 years in the program just going to meetings, not having a sponsor, not having a higher power, just showing up, you know. And, I guess, you know, somehow in there I got married, and then I guess when I got married, I wasn't adapting too well. You know, I was all selfish. And it was in my head, and you know, I didn't know what I was doing when I got married. And so 6 months after I got married, I had what they call a slip, or whatever you want to call it, you know, because I couldn't deal with the feelings that I was having. So the doctor had given me this medication, and so I took the medication to change my feelings, not because I had pain. So I knew right then and there that was a slip, you know. But I still came back in, you know. Then I ended up cheating on my husband, and, you know, and I think I was sober then, you know. But it was the thinking that wasn't right, you know. So then I ended up in another relationship, and when that relationship died, then I went out the second time. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, just I'm glad that there are open doors in AA for people to, you know, get the help that they need, you know. So anyway. So then, you know, I was back out there, and things weren't getting any better, and I can remember there's a road on 231 right before you get to the top of the hill. And I remember being out of my mind driving up this thing and saying, man, this is like a spaceship. I'm taking off, you know, and I'm behind the wheel, you know. God, it was terrible. And then, then after a little while, my mom called. She needed some help out in Arizona, you know. So I moved out to Arizona. And I was doing everything on the way out there. I had somebody else that drove me. And I went to Kansas City, and I got the shirt, but I don't remember anything about it. So, yeah, and I had to say, you know what? So anyway, you know, this is what I do, you know. I just black out. I got no business drinking, you know. But I think drinking for a long time was part of my coping skills. You know, that's all I knew. I never knew any other way, you know, like having a reliance on somebody who had good sense or a higher power, you know. So anyway, I get out to Arizona, and I decide to try AA again because, you know, my mom was sick, and I didn't want to be doing that, you know. So I went into the AA out there, and that was pretty good for me because at least I started to get a handle on the first step, you know. This lady had me write, like, 20 ways I was powerless over alcohol, and then 20 ways that my life was unmanageable, and I started to actually see, you know, hey, you know, this is a problem, you know. I don't know what I've been doing in AA all this other time, but, you know, I started to realize, you know, this might be something serious that I have to do something about, you know. So, let's see. Then I got all into, I think I pretty much got into self-will. I mean, I have a problem with bipolar too, but I think a lot of mine is self-will and, you know, selfishness. So anyway, I ended up leaving my mom. She was still alive. My brother was still there. That was the problem. The problem was my brother, you know, but it really was me. I know it was, you know. So then I came back, and I'm gone again, out there again, you know. I really think that, I mean, I've heard people say, bring the body and the mind will follow. And I think that, you know, I just God was looking out for me, and that's why I didn't die. And, you know, I kind of feel like maybe I actually have a handle on it, you know, because it helped me a lot to get an idea of the first step. And then, I don't know why, but something made me reach out to somebody and get a sponsor. You know, so that's been really good because it's guidance, you know, and taking me through the steps. And you know, you got to go to 4 committed meetings a week, because if you're only going to 2 committed meetings a week, then if you drop one, you're down to 1 meeting a week. You know. Yeah, I can remember, I think it was about this time last year, I was probably driving my sponsor crazy because I was talking about my house and I can't do this work and my ditches are all full and I can't, got the bees, you know. me, you know. And Yeah, it was funny because about that time I had a brother that got very sick. And I decided to fly to Arizona, and my other brother and I were going to drive up to Washington State, where my brother, he went down from alcoholism. And I had no clue what alcoholism could do to you. You know, there's been a lot I've learned since I've been back in this time. So I'm busy, me. My sponsor says, I want you to read page 60 every day, the whole time you're gone. So I said, okay, and I'm reading it. And I'm reading it to him. But when I get that stuff starting up again, I read that loud to myself now. Because when I'm reading it, I don't read it. It doesn't sink in if I'm reading it quiet, you know. So, you know, that, I mean, we just had a great time, you know. We got along fine. So that's how I know it's me that had the problem, you know. But anyway, and so, you know, working on the first step, second step, the third step. About the time I was working on the third step, I realized that this house was going to kill me because I had this neck operation and I could not physically do the work. And so I knew it was a problem, and I had this big problem, and I had to turn it over to someone besides myself, you know, because I wasn't. All I know is between all of us, we decided to put up the house for sale and listed it 1 week. Somebody came and looked at it the next week, and it was sold the week after in this market, you know. So, and then when I got to my fourth step, you know, we were going over some of my resentments and stuff. And it's like, all of a sudden, what do I have this resentment for? It's like my mind took this little click, you know. My perception changed, you know. As far as, you know, what I thought they had thought or did or whatever, it's not that way at all, you know. It's the way I perceive it, you know. I don't know, it's just a trip. And then I shared it with my sponsor. And then the sixth step, I got all hung up on, oh, my character defects. I didn't help anybody all the time I was in AA, and found out that maybe I did help somebody all those 11 years, you know. And so it's just been a trip, you know. I mean, I'm so much more willing this time to do what they say. If my sponsor says get in the car, I get in the car, you know. And I know I'm forgetting half of my stuff I'm going to say, but the first time I ever gave a talk, I only talked 15 minutes. So, you know, and I want to help other people to be able to find this way of life, you know. You know, I just didn't get it, you know, and maybe I still don't exactly have it 100%, but I got somebody else thinking for me, you know, and I have guidance from my higher power, too, you know. I don't know. I can't go any further. I know this is really quick, but, you know, I mean, I hope maybe something I said might have helped somebody, and there's a lot that I thought about beforehand, but I just can't get there from here. But anyway, thank you very much. Okay.